Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you from the Word of God, and we're talking about putting on the garments of God. We've been talking about the Word in your life and how you can be strong and live by the power of God. And if you're going to do that, you've got to learn to put on the garments of God. In the last broadcast, we saw in Zechariah 3:3, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. And he stood before the angel, and he answered and said, spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. God wants to get the filthy garments gone from us. He said unto him, behold, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. I will clothe thee with change of raiment. God is wanting to do that in our life. When we get born again, we receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We get a brand new spirit on the inside of us. All of our sins are washed away. He bore away our sin, bore away our iniquity. Now we're in right standing with him. And now we need to put on the garments of God. We get rid of all the filthy garments, and we're going to have a change of raiment. How's this going to happen? Through the Word of God. In Revelation 3, verse 4 and 5, he talks about a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. You know, once you're born again, you're righteous with God, and you've got to put off the things that are of the flesh. You've got to put off the areas of sin. Lay aside the sin that so easily besets you, and rise up and overcome in life. In verse 5, he says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Jesus expects you to overcome and to continue to overcome. It's overcometh, denoting the continuous tense of the verb, that we are to overcome and continue to overcome. We're not going to be defiling our garments. Instead, we're going to be overcoming the enemy. We're going to be overcoming sin and walking uprightly before him. In Genesis 35:2, Jacob said to his household, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. God wants you to put away all the strange gods, not only in your own life, but tell your household, put away everything that is not of the Lord and be clean and change your garments. Get rid of all the ways of the flesh. Get rid of the ways of sin and start walking in the ways of righteousness and holiness. David arose from the earth. That's a man of the flesh. And he washed himself clean through the Word of God, anointed himself through the Word of God. It cleanses us, and it cleanses us and causes us to be totally free from all sin. And that Word dwelling in us will anoint us, praise God, that now we can go forth and release the power of God by the Holy Spirit. He changes apparel. He put off all that was not of the Lord, and he put on the garments of God and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. And that's what we're going to do. We are going to be fellowshipping with the Lord in the house of the Lord. Remember, we are the house of the Lord now, and he wants to tabernacle and manifest himself. He says that he wants to dwell in us and walk in us, and we're going to worship him. He is worthy. We're going to operate according to his ways and be a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. Exodus 28:2, he said, you'll make holy garments for Aaron thy brother. We're to make the holy garments. The garments of God are holy. It's all the things of the Word of God that are holy before the Lord. And as you get the holy garments on and be consecrated to him, then they could minister in the priest's office. We are priests before God, a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood. You are to minister as a holy priest and as a ruling priest before the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to get the holy garments of God on in your life. We talked about Saul, who armed David with the armor of the flesh, the armor of man. And that's not ever going to do it. You got to put that off. In fact, he realized that he hadn't proved that, and he put that off. And what did he do? He got what God had given him. He got the garments of God. He got the weapons of warfare that God had given him. And that's how he overcame the enemy, and he was not going to have the armor of the flesh. What does God say for us to do? Put on the whole armor of God so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. You're going to be inwardly empowered, strong in the Lord, and outwardly manifest in power, in the power of His might. As you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, by putting on the whole armor of God with the Word in us, we're going to pray the Word, we're going to speak the Word, we're going to overcome the enemy, and we're going to see the power of God released to bring forth victory. Isaiah 59, verse 16 to 18, he talks about he was looking for somebody who would be an intercessor. There was no man. He wondered there was no intercessor. Then his arm, and that was Jesus, brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness that sustained him. What did he do? He put on righteousness as a breastplate. He put on the helmet of salvation upon his head. Those are parts of the armor of God. Now that you're born again, Jesus is in you, and now you must put on the armor of God. You must put on the breastplate of righteousness. You must put on the helmet of salvation. You must put on all the parts of the armor of God and get that sword in your hand so you can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one with that shield of faith, and you can speak forth the Word. Jesus was releasing the Word, the spoken Word of His power to uphold all things, and you're going to do the same. And what did he do? He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. You're going to put on the garments of vengeance because you're going to take vengeance against the enemies of the Lord. And you are going to be releasing that power through your faith. The battle's the Lord's, the victory's ours, but we put on the garments of vengeance when we do what He says with His Word. We're going to be zealous. God wants you zealous for the works of God. You've got to rise up and quit being slothful and lazy and just kind of going through life, just looking to your own needs. You need to be realizing that God wants to use you to pull down the strongholds of the enemy in your life, in other people's lives, and enter into warfare. According to his deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. You and I are to be his battle axe, the Bible says. We are going to fight that good fight of faith and release the power of God to overcome the enemies by putting on the armor of God, the garments of God. In Isaiah 61:3, it talks about the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Start praising God and that heaviness will lift off of you. The garment of praise looks to God as its source. You start praising the Lord, it binds the enemy. You start praising God and thanking Him, that shows forth faith, and it's going to release the power of God to overcome your enemies. And you start praising Him, your eyes will be upon the Lord instead of upon your circumstances, and it will cause that spirit of heaviness to lift off you. In Isaiah 61:10, I'll greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. God wants you to be rejoicing in the Lord, rejoicing evermore. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That rejoicing spirit, the joy of the Lord, your strength, your fortified place of protection. That's one of the garments of God, putting on a rejoicing spirit. He says, He's clothed me with the garments of salvation. He's covered me with the robe of righteousness. You see, these garments that God has given unto you, that you are to put on and walk in, are going to cause you to overcome and see the victory of the Lord. In Daniel chapter 3, we see about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What did they do? They were in line with the Word of God. They put on the Word of God. They would not compromise the Word of God. They were covered and protected by the garments of the Word of God. And remember when they got thrown into the fiery furnace? Even though they were thrown in, they had all their garments on. They had their coats and hosen and hats and garments, and they were cast in the midst of the fiery furnace. But notice that the fire had no power upon them. Their coats were not changed. The smell of fire hadn't passed on them. They were not even affected by it. You know why? Because they were walking in fellowship with the Lord. If you'll be uncompromised on the Word, and that's the way they are, you'll be protected because you're putting on the garments of God that will protect you. You're going to be kept by the power of God operating through the Word in you. Don't compromise. Don't draw back in fear. Don't give place to the enemy, or you will allow a defiling of your garment to occur in your life. Very important that we put on the garments of God in our life. Now Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 says this, "For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." This is what happens when we're born again. We're baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:13, and we have put on Christ. We have put on that Spirit of Christ. Now Christ is dwelling in you, and now you can walk by the power of God. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12, the Bible says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." This is important. If we're going to put on the garments of God and the things that God has for us, there is a putting off, a casting off of things. Because remember, our flesh has not been redeemed. We have a continual battle between our spirit and our flesh. Our spirit is always going to walk in line with the ways of God, according to the Word. Our flesh never wants to walk in line with the ways of God. The flesh is an enemy against God. That's why you cannot follow the ways of the flesh. You cannot follow a minding of the flesh. What comes into your mind from your feelings, from the fleshly desires, independent of the Word of God. You are to cast off all the works of darkness. He says there in verse 14, "Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." We're not going to walk after the lust of the flesh any longer. We're going to deny ourselves. Remember, Jesus said, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross daily." Then we're going to crucify that flesh. That's what that's talking about. And follow me. God wants you to lay aside everything that's not of the Lord. Lay aside, get rid of that bitterness and resentment and anger. Get rid of all that negativism. Put off all those things. Lay apart everything that is not of the Lord in your life. Hebrews 12:1 says we're supposed to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And what do we do when we do that? Then we're going to rise up with the garments of God. We're going to run with patience the race that's set before us, because we're looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Ephesians 4:22 says, "Put off concerning the former conversation or behavior the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts." Put off the old man's desires. What are you going to have to do, though? You're going to have to put something on. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Get the Word in you. You'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. God wants you to put on God's clothes. Put on the Word of God. Put on the things of God. And rise up and take your place and put off the works of the flesh. Put off everything that is a work of darkness. Walk and have that armor of light on and have victory in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.